And now, a Carrie Keefe essay.
Beep, 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 beep. Henry, how many times do I have to ask you, fix whatever's making that sound? What sound? My father yells. Beep, 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 beep. You mean to tell me you can't hear that sound? My mother yells up to him from the other room. No surprise there. My father is almost deaf without his hearing aids, and even with them in, he can't hear high-pitched sounds. I sigh. Beep, 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 beep. My search begins. I start in the kitchen. Again. No, not the microwave. That was earlier, when the reheated cup of coffee, long forgotten, begged to be found. Beep, beep, beep. I check the refrigerator. Nope, not the refrigerator either, whose door had been left slightly ajar earlier when the cream had been retrieved for the forgotten cup of coffee, now cold, still sitting in the microwave. Beep, beep, beep. I check the battery on the security device attached to the phone on the kitchen counter. It calls 911 along with a programmed list of family and friends' phone numbers that are automatically dialed if the button is pushed on the remote my father wears on the lanyard around his neck. Technology. It's a godsend. The computerized voice loudly announces, "Battery fully charged." Even my father can hear it. "Who's that?" he yells from upstairs. Finally, I come around to the staircase. I'd been thrilled with the new stair glide, installed the previous week, admittedly a wonderful assistance from my father with his arthritic knees and back, and my mother with her newly broken ankle. Beep, beep, beep. The chair at the top of the stairs hasn't been locked into place. This will trigger a beep until it's clicked into place, a click my father can't hear. Beep, beep, beep. I climb the 13 steps, swivel the chair into place, hear the click. I wait. Success. No more beeps. Beep, beep, beep. What's making that sound? My mother yells again. I listen, and I recognize the sound. I go in search of my mother's cell phone. She'd been eligible for an upgrade and had excitedly purchased an iPhone. Someone's texting you, Mom. Oh, is that good? Well, it depends. It's a typed message to your phone. Well, would you please text whoever it is back and tell them I don't know how to text? I'll be glad to show you how, I say. What for? She replies. Technology. Shoot me.
If you're on a highway and road when it goes beep, beep.
Carrie Keefe lives and writes in Stanton.
Roadrunner, roadrunner runs on the road all day. Even the coyote can make him change his ways.